Welcome back again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 35. And we'll begin reading there the story that Jeremiah tells us about the Rechabites and what faithful children they were to their fathers. Now, while you're turning to Jeremiah, chapter 35, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying about Jeremiah, the courageous prophet, by way of the notes, the Sunday school notes, that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of June 3rd, 1923. Now let me catch up to provide some context for this as we read our text, and then I'll return to these wonderful old Sunday school notes. But let me read Jeremiah chapter 35, and I will read down through verse 6. It says, "The word of the Lord which came unto Jeremiah from Jehovah in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them to the house of Jehovah, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jeziah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habaziniah, and his brethren, and all the sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of Jehovah, into the chamber of the sons of Hananiah, the son of Igdalah, and the man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chambers of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the threshold. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. And then we read, Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land wherein ye sojourn. You see, the Rechabites on this occasion were tested. All the ones God named in these verses were Rechabites, and I know I stumbled over reading those names. They're quite difficult to read. But Jeremiah did as God had commanded him, and brought the whole family of the Rechabites into the chamber of Jehovah's house, herein designated. These verses state whose chamber it was, and where it was located, and how Igdaliah was called the man of God. It is not a worldly honor, but a far greater honor to be distinguished as a man of God, a man who honors and loves God, whom God uses to serve his purpose. Moses, Elijah, Elisha, and other prophets and faithful servants of Jehovah have been so distinguished. To be a man of God is to be the very greatest thing one can be on the earth. This is a man who knows God and knows the will of God, whose meat and drink and life are to do the will of God, who spends his life in teaching and persuading others to obey that will, and who has the Spirit of God. Well, Jeremiah then set before the Rechabites cups and bowls filled with wine and invited them to drink. This was not to induce them to do wrong, but to bring out their strength of character and to show their fidelity to principle. They firmly declined the invitation, saying, We will drink no wine, and they gave their reasons for doing so. We read in Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 11, And we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyards, nor fields, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came into the land, that we said, Come, let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. And so we dwelt in Jerusalem. Jonadab, their father, had charged them and their wives and their sons and their daughters to drink no wine at all in all their days, to build no houses to dwell in, to plant and to possess no vineyards and fields, and to sow no seed, but to dwell in tents. And they had obeyed, and they were then obeying the voice of their father. They gave their reason for being in Jerusalem. It's when Nebuchadnezzar came up out of the land, they went to the city of Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. Now here is a lesson that is taught. Let me read Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 12 and 13. Then came the word of Jehovah unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and say to the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith Jehovah? Jeremiah sent the men to Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You see, if they could hearken to the words of their father, why couldn't the children of Israel and the children of Judah hearken unto the words of God? Let me read Jeremiah 35:14. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, and unto this day they drink none, for they obey their father's commandment. But I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, and ye have not hearkened unto me. The Rechabites, through trials, had performed the words of their father, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, not to drink wine. Nothing had ever caused them to disobey their father. But God had spoken to his people, rising up early and speaking, and they had not hearkened unto him. As verse 15 shows, God had spoken to his people through different earnest and faithful prophets and had promised many times that if they would turn every man from his evil way and amend their doings and not to go after other gods to serve them, they should dwell in the land. He had promised their fathers not to be carried away by the Chaldeans, but they would not do so. Hence, as verses 16 and 17 declare, For as much as the Rechabites had hearkened to their father, and God's people had not obeyed him, therefore he would destroy Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Let me now read Jeremiah 35:14-19. We read the words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. And unto this day they drink none, for they obey their father's commandment. But I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, and ye have not hearkened unto me. I have also sent unto you all my servants, the prophet, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now, every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. For as much as the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith Jehovah, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, and they have not heard, and I have called unto them, and they have not answered. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. You see, concerning the Rechabites, God had declared that because they had obeyed their father and had been true to the principles he had taught them, they should not lack for a man to stand before him forever. This is a fine lesson on faithfulness and its reward, on principle and its blessings, on self-control and courage and their glorious end. If the Rechabites should regard the custom and commands of their fathers, should not the people of God much more be true and faithful to him? Again, the children of God had so much more instruction and solemn warnings, many times repeated, than the Rechabites, and yet they had failed. Today, the people of God have had not only the examples and warnings of the Old Testament, but also the New Testament. And yet many are failing in self-controlled, self-denial, and submission to the will of their Father in heaven. Of how much sore punishment will they be judged worthy. And with this Sunday school lesson on Jeremiah the courageous prophet comes to an end. There is a little poem at the end of this lesson that reads like this. It actually comes from Psalm 126 and verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Now, I want to read a little bit as we bring this lesson to a close, to selections from the book of Leviticus. And this is why Jeremiah is often called the weeping prophet. Because I said Leviticus, I mean the book of Lamentations. And here is Jeremiah's lament over the downfall of Jerusalem. Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 1. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? She is become as a widow that was great among the nations. She that was a princess among the provinces is become tributary. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheek. Among all her lovers she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her, and they are become her enemies. Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 12. Is it nothing to you, or this is verse 12 from chapter 1. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there is any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is brought before me, wherewith Jehovah hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Chapter 1 and verse 13. From on high hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. Lamentations 1 and verse 16. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water. Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 11. My eyes do fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the young children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. Lamentations 2:15. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, Is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty and the joy of the whole earth? Lamentations 3 and verse 6, He hath made me to dwell in dark places, as those that have been long dead.